Hello and happy Saturday. Actually, it's Sunday today, but I haven't put out an episode for you guys in so long. And so I am feeling a lot of guilt. I decided to put one out today. So yeah, here we are. It's Sunday. Hopefully everyone is recovering from their super fun weekend. I am doing a solo episode today because I've gotten a lot of messages and DMs and just stuff on TikTok recently that I thought were really good questions that were worth talking about. So we'll be getting into some of those. But yeah, life has been busy. I feel like I've been literally traversing the country via airplane for work, which I love. And I'm so blessed to be able to do and so excited about the job I'm in now. And I love it. But obviously that takes priority over this. Sorry, guys. I don't get paid to do this. But I guess I could get paid to do this. I don't know. Would you listen to ads in this podcast? Let me know. Slide into the TikTok comments or Instagram. Oh, yeah. This is episode 18 of the Brutal Podcast, the podcast where we're brutally honest because honestly, it's brutal out there. And let me just say things are brutal right now. The girlies are in the trenches. So glad we're here. And I really don't have much else to say to you guys except for that I think it would be fun to do this entire episode where I literally just read your comments and questions and we talk about them. So let's get into it. Okay, the first question was emailed to us. Hi, Brutal, obsessed with this podcast. Oh my God, thank you. Looking for some insight on a situation that just ended. I was seeing a guy for 1.5 months / 9 dates. I liked him on Hinge. He seemed so nice and normal. First date went well. He walked me home and texted me the next day to go on a second date, took me to an expensive restaurant and asked me what my life goals were / if I wanted kids, but things got weird after. He asked if I wanted to go home with him and called me, quote, so fucking hot. I turned him down and thought that was a little too much too soon, but my friend said I should give it one more chance. He cooked me dinner on the third date, fancy apps, entree, dessert, wine, etc. Connection seemed to be building. We both went out of town and I didn't hear from him for days. I never do this, but my friends convinced me to text him because I tend to play it cool, she writes. He was super receptive, sent me pictures from his trip and made an effort to see me when I was back. He planned a dinner and invited me to a concert with his friends, which I couldn't go to. Anyway, dinner went so well, and I felt like the connection was building even more. He said he would like to be in a relationship and asked me if I see myself in a relationship or how I feel about dating. He spent the night and we hooked up, but no sex. He stayed until I had to leave for work. I slept with him on the next date, fifth. I would argue that you already slept with him, but not in the literal sense. But anyway, I slept with him on the next date, fifth, where he was being super affectionate at dinner, kissing my head, rubbing my hand, and asking more questions about past relationships, my parents, what I want in my next relationship, etc. We also talked about being sexually exclusive. He was the first one to reach out that day after, but the communication kind of slowed down. After talking throughout the week, I didn't hear from him for a couple of days, and he texted me asking to go to dinner. I brought up the communication, and he profusely apologized, said that he shuts down other parts of his life when work is stressful and working 18-hour days. He was much more communicative the next couple of weeks, where he met my friends and was making a big effort with them. Was sending me pictures from things he was doing, asking about my week, checking in, etc. Every time I slept over, he slept at my place. He offered to go to breakfast or get coffee the next day. He was asking questions about me and was genuinely trying to get to know me. He said a few things throughout the month and a half, like, quote, if I don't see myself with a girl long term after the first date, I won't go out with her again. And quote, guys past 28 know what they want early on. The second to last time we saw each other, I suggested we do something during the day and we discussed possible activities we could do when he said he would plan something. I never heard from him that day and I texted him the next day checking in because he said he would, because he would say he would plan something. He apologized, said he forgot and asked why I never texted him. We hung out that night and he reassured me that he was not playing any games with me and asked why I never reached out myself. Okay, clearly he was fucking playing games. He's like, why didn't you reach out? Like, he could have reached out. Anyway, okay, continuing. The following week, he was the first to reach out to me, but he was definitely pulling back. After a few back and forths, he stopped responding for 48 hours and finally texted asking what I was doing after a dinner at 7 p.m. And I responded the next day suggesting that we do something during the day over the weekend. He never responded, so I finally texted him 24 hours after that text and ended it. Guess what? He didn't respond to that either. Ugh. I'm entirely perplexed by this situation. Myself and all my friends were certain I was in the clear because there's no way a guy would be so open to meeting friends, checking in, getting to know me on a deeper level, and asking so many relationship-related questions if he wasn't taking this seriously. I feel completely deceived and just confused about what happened. I am usually so good at reading situations where the guy's messing with the girl, but he seems so genuine and all my friends were convinced as well. Any thoughts? How can I avoid this going forward? P.S. I don't know if this is relevant, but he makes a lot of money. Whew, okay. This is a long one. excuse me, my diet Dr. Pepper. But when I was reading it, like, and I'm looking throughout it, right? And there's like a few things that stand out to me. Number one, you liked him on Hinge, which I do not blame you for doing. And I am literally crazy and like a zealot. I don't send any likes on Hinge because I want to see who sends a like to me. and who like really wants to meet me and get to know me. So it's fine that you sent him a like. I would be curious to know, you know, who, like, once you matched, who messaged who first, who was querying the conversation, who initiated the first date, like who did all that work, you know what I mean? So that was one thing that just kind of like my ears perked up a little bit. And then the second thing, because like when a guy is the one to send the first like, and then like you match and he starts the conversation and he does all the work of planning the date, like usually those are really good signs, like from the very beginning, that he is super interested and not just like down to go out with whoever like sends him a like on Hinge. Because when you send him the like, or you, you know, message him first after you match, or you do all this work to like get the first date set up, he knows you're interested. Like he knows it's in the bag, basically. Not that it's like in the bag already, but he knows, like, you know, he knows. Second thing I noticed is that immediately after the, I think it was the second date, he immediately tried to get you to go home with him. And he's like, you're so fucking hot. Like, that's kind of like, that is, I don't think that's behavior that you get from a guy who is like taking you super seriously and like evaluating you for like a real serious long-term thing. Only because like guys who are taking you seriously would not be willing to do anything that might like kind of scare you away or like creep you out or skeeve you out. And like some girls might be, you know, a little turned off, as you said you were, you know, right? You were like, it's too much too soon. Some girls would be a little freaked out if a guy were immediately like, you're so fucking hot, like come home with me on the first date or second date, whatever it was. So point being, like a guy who is taking you seriously from the beginning, in my opinion, and this may not be 100% true all the time, but in my opinion, I've never had a guy who was like taking me super seriously where it turned into like a good, happy relationship try to sleep with me on like the first or second date. Like they don't, I don't think they want to risk like, you know, you potentially not liking that or like, you know, coming on too strong. They're like, they're thinking about it a little bit more. They're not just like, eh, let me shoot my shot, see if you'll sleep with me. The third and the biggest thing that I noticed throughout this entire email and the whole like month and a half that y'all were seeing each other is there's a tremendous lack of like consistency in his behavior and his communication to you. So it's like, you know, you go out on the first date, second date he tries to get you to go home with him. Then on the third date he cooks you dinner, right? He's getting you into his house, like he's in his apartment. Like he's like still trying to get you in the vicinity of his bedroom. The only thing that's consistent throughout this is that he definitely wants to sleep with you. Then he goes out of town, you don't hear from him for days. You text him and he's like down to send you some pics and like chat. Then you come back, finally you sleep with him on like the fifth date. Then he kind of like drops off a little bit, but then you ask about his communication and he apologizes and he's like willing to do a little communication, but then it drops off again. Like just throughout the entire email, it's like this inconsistency is what jumps out to me as like the biggest concern. And that to me, like that lack of consistency in communication and in action from him, that means more to me. And that's like a bigger indicator to me than any of this stuff he's saying to you about, like, you know, he's asking you about what do you want from life or like the future or relationshipy topics, right? Like, have you ever seen that meme that's like LaCroix soda, like LaCroix seltzer water tastes like someone shouted the word grapefruit like two rooms away and like that's how it's flavored? Like, this is like that, in that he's not, he's like alluding to relationshipy topics by asking you all these questions. But unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily like mean that he wants a relationship with you. He might just be scoping you out. He might just be like getting to know you. He might just be like bringing up these topics to like get you to sleep with him or sleep with him again, which I realize is super icky and it is super manipulative. And in no way is any of this your fault, by the way. Like, let me just say that this guy seems like a huge, you know, player. But what jumps out to me is the lack of consistency. I think that, you know, his words on the dates like mean less than the fact that he can't seem to like stay in touch with you regularly without you prompting him. The other thing I'll say is that like every single one of my friends who is married and in like a marriage or like even just a relationship that I admire and like would want to replicate, this inconsistency never happened. Like, I always think of my best friend and her husband, who is just like the best guy. Like, they have a relationship that I really admire. And it was very much like they met on Hinge, they went on a date, immediately he texted her when she got home and was like, when can I see you again? And it was like consistent communication, consistent making the plans. She never had to like, and it's not that you shouldn't have to like lift a finger, it's more just like she couldn't even get ahead of it. Like, he was so interested in like something serious with her that he was like consistently like contacting her, like, when can I see you again, when is convenient for you, like cared about, you know, cared about not just being like a sometimes presence in her life. Like, he didn't want her to get away. He didn't even want there to be like a gap in communication where she could like potentially forget about him and like, you know, meet someone else that she liked more. Like, as crazy as that sounds, I just think, you know what I mean? And the other thing I'll say is like, you were like, well, he met my friends. I've actually seen this happen a lot. To me, like, meeting someone's friends means a lot, but I don't think it means that much to guys. I think that they're just kind of like, yeah, I'm meeting some cool people. Like, I don't think they see it as this like serious, serious indication of like things going somewhere in the same way that we do. In the future, I would just like take that for what it is, right? Like, he meets your friends or you meet his friends. Like I, you know, I've known guys who bring a new girl around like every few months, and it's kind of just like, here's, you know, Josh's whatever, like, flavor of the month. Not that you're a flavor of the month. I'm just saying, like, some guys don't really care. It doesn't mean that much to them. Also, I'm just sorry this happened to you, because this is a huge bummer. It's like, when you meet someone that you really like, I know how exciting it is, and I know, like, you know, it's hard not to like get caught up in the idea that it's like probably going somewhere. I think like my biggest takeaway for you from this email would be the consistency thing. And I know I'm like beating a dead horse at this point because I've said it so many times, but like, you need to be looking for, like, basically don't listen to anything they say to you before you sleep with them. You gotta look for like the action. It's like the consistency of communication, the consistency of action, the consistency of like planning dates, like wanting to see you again, like not wanting you to like get away. I think that's like the biggest thing I look for. And you know what? In life, like, even then you could still get played, but like, at least you have more like signs to look for. Obviously nothing is like foolproof. Nothing's perfect, but keep your head up. Honestly, if you just like continue to go on Hinge dates and like continue to stay pause, I think you're doing amazing and you're doing more than most people. So try not to let this one get you down. Email number two. Dear Brutal, 2 months ago, a guy I had a crush on for 2 years told me he was interested in me during a night out and kissed me. During those 2 years, I kept my crush quiet from everyone and played it cool with him, so no one knew. On the night he revealed his feelings for me, he said that it wasn't a good time for him as he just got out of a relationship. I hate this. Okay, sorry. Each time he'd see me afterwards, though, he'd flirt with me, we texted a little, and at one point he asked me on a date. I said no because he said that it wasn't a good time for him and I didn't want him to think he could just click his fingers and I'd run. Very good. We love it. After another social event recently, we have some of the same friends, parentheses, I asked him outright what he wanted. He said that he was interested in dating me, but he has family stuff going on and it isn't a good time for him to be dating anyone. That is so annoying. Okay. A month later, we're out at another social event, a going away party for a friend, and he spends most of the night following me around, chatting to me, stays with me until the very end, and then walks me to my Uber. He apologized for stopping his texting recently, saying that his family stuff was happening again. He didn't want to get into talking about personal stuff with me. Last night, which was a week after the going away party, he flirts with me, says he's bought me a present recently as I've just gotten a promotion, tells me he feels bad for stopping the texting again and that he likes talking to me. I then walked home with my friend, who tells me that at the leaving party he asked her to set him up with one of her friends and chased her up on it, but she told him that her friend was in love with someone else, so it wasn't gonna happen. Wow, this friend group is so much intrigue. She doesn't know our history. I was so mad that I came home and I unfollowed him on everything and deleted his cell phone number. Why has he spent the last 3 months wasting my time? He approached me. I'm so confused and angry. I feel like he's made me out to be a fool and strung me along. I know that he was just keeping me on the back burner now, but at the same time, I don't understand why he pursued me if he wasn't really interested. P.S. Thank you for your podcast and TikTok. Your block and delete TikTok was the thing that made me delete him off of everything, and I've been watching and listening religiously ever since. I am now working towards my self-confidence and forgetting about him. I'm crying in the club. This is so nice. Oh my God. Oh, that's like the nicest P.S. I've ever gotten. Okay. All right, bestie. Let's talk about this. First of all, thank you for writing in. You are very brave because you know I'm going to tell you what's going on. Immediately with the opening of the email, I was like, goodbye, we're done with him. Because, so you've liked him for 2 years and you're like, I've kept my crush quiet from everyone and played it cool with him so no one knew. To be quite honest with you, I have had this happen where I'm like, no one knows that I like him. And like, everybody knew that I liked him, including him. So there's a chance that he knew. Maybe he didn't. Maybe you're extremely secretive, in which case, like, God bless. But there is a chance that he knew, okay? And then on the night he revealed his feelings for you, it's like he says that he likes you and he says he wants to date you, but he's also saying, oh, it's not a good time for me. Like, oh, I have family stuff going on. I just got out of a relationship. Like, he continues to give you all of these crazy excuses, like, just throughout. And like, in general, when a guy says he wants to be with you, but then simultaneously gives you a bunch of reasons why he can't be with you, whether it's all at once or at different times, as this guy has done here, he doesn't actually want to be with you. He likes attention from you. And he probably knew that you had a crush on him and, like, you know, likes the validation. To be honest with you, sorry. He's keeping you on the hook because he likes that. Like, he wants to continue to know that, like, there's someone out there who is an option for him. Which is honestly a messed up thing to do and not something that you want to be part of at all. The other thing I will say is that, like, it's so sexy and enticing to us when people, when guys are like, oh, like, I just have so much going on, like, at work, or like, oh, I just have so much going on with, like, my family. Like, it's, like, very mysterious. It's like, ooh, forbidden love. Like, we could be together if not for the fact that, like, his family has stuff going on. Or, like, if not for the fact that he just got out of a relationship and he's just so hurt right now. And it makes you, like, kind of tempted to, like, nurse him back to health, which, like, you don't need to do. You don't need to spend your life doing that. Not only that, but, like, okay, I have a friend of a friend who's dating someone whose parent just passed away. And he's still finding time to take her to dinner. He's still finding time to take her on dates. He's still finding time to, like, show up for her. And, like, I hate to say it, but, like, this family drama excuse, this I just got out of a relationship excuse, that's all it is. It's just an excuse for why he can't be with you. And even if they're real excuses, it doesn't matter. He's not interested enough in you to overcome those excuses, real or fake, and make it work with you. But you'll notice that he's more than willing to, like, go out of his way to go up to your friend and ask about her friend because he wants to pursue her, right? Like, you see the difference when they're, like, super into you versus not into you. They're making excuses versus they're not. Like, they're figuring it out versus, oh, I can't possibly. I do not think that you've been made out to be a fool. Like, I think that's, don't be hard on yourself. Like, it is what it is. Like, you liked him. He is being manipulative. And, like, now we know his true colors and we can move on, which is amazing. But I wouldn't say that he pursued you. I would say that he gave you a bunch of excuses for why he can't possibly date you right now while still telling you that he wants to date you, which is, like, a shitty thing to do. Like, that is not pursuit. That is some bullshit. Also, this gift, this supposed gift for your promotion. Like, did we ever find out if he actually bought that for you? Like, I don't know. I just feel like he's doing this thing where it's like he's alluding to, you know, relationshipy things, but he's not actually doing them. Also, another thing is that you only seem to see each other at, like, group parties or events. Girl, if he really wanted to see you, he would literally call you, text you, find time to, like, meet with you one-on-one. You are doing amazing. We'd love to hear that you've blocked and deleted him. I would say continue moving on. And again, it's like the theme of this episode seems to be consistency. Look for guys who give you greater consistency and who don't give you excuses, most importantly. Like, anytime you hear a guy say, like, I want to date you, I want to be with you, or I want to see you, but I can't because of XYZ. Truly, it does not matter what the excuse is. Sorry, I'm, like, literally clapping because I'm so passionate about this. If the excuse is real, it just means that he doesn't have time for you and you don't want to be with that person, okay? No matter how much you like them. And if the excuse is fake, it's just an excuse and it's some bullshit. Okay, let's go on to question number 3 in the DMs. Hey, I have a question possibly for the next podcast. Please help. So I've noticed that when chatting on a dating app, it'll be going really well. We'll be talking about things we enjoy doing. Then the dude will say something like, well, if you ever want to insert the fun thing we both like doing here, let me know. I never ever chase a man, so I don't follow stuff like that up or hit men up, something I learned from your podcast. Oh my God, thank you. Because I'd rather know for certain that a man has carved out time to see me and spend time with me. We love it. But there's this one guy who ticks all my boxes. See, okay, sorry, I'll tell you at the end, but this is where I laugh because every time we have, like, women writing in, they're like, but this one guy, it's worth, like, chasing him. Like, you know, okay, anyway, continuing. There's this one guy who ticks all my boxes, and then he said that last night. The thing about, like, you know, if you want to do XYZ, let me know. He also mentioned he'd been wanting to ask me out for ages, but he could see from my socials that I'm really busy with my exercise and lifestyle. I went to her IG and she's, like, an incredible fitness model, super gorgeous. Like, obviously she does a lot going on, but, like, okay. What's going on here? Is he just lazy? Doesn't want to see me that bad? I don't get it. I'm the kind of woman where I have no interest in banging down their door for a date, metaphorically. But now I'm thinking, is this just the way men are now? I'm feeling kind of lost. Do I hit him up? Okay, let me start by saying, I think, like, clearly he is, like, he's interested, like, he wants to do something, but he's not interested enough to, like, push past his, like, fear that you might reject him because you're too busy being hot and doing fitness. Like, that just seems weird to me. So either he's not interested enough to, like, push to see you or, like, make a plan, you know, despite how busy you may appear, or he's one of those guys that, like, he wants to go 50-50. He wants you to, like, do the work of, like, planning the date, or he wants you to, like, you know, be the one to, like, show him that you like him, which, like, kind of gives me insecure vibes. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with getting involved with, like, 50-50 guys, as long as you're basically, like, aware of or, like, accepting of the fact that he will be that way about other things, like, down the road. Like, when he's 50-50, when you're dating, he's going to be 50-50 if you're married and have kids too, which we all know is never actually 50-50. I do think he probably feels like he shot his shot by saying like, oh, well, just let me know if you'd ever like to do something. So I think it would be okay to say like, you know, well, as you know, I'm very busy, and like wink a little and be like, well, when did you have in mind? And then like see if he actually makes a plan from there. Because I think like he probably feels like he shot a shot by saying that. But if he doesn't make a real plan or like follow through, then I think, you know, you have your answer. This is a really good, I liked this DM because I think like you get a lot of these like balls in your court kind of guys. For me personally, and this is just my personal preference, everybody knows what's right for them. I hate that shit. It's like they're too chicken to just be like, hey, would you want to grab a drink this week? So they couch it as like a, well, you let me know if you'd ever want to grab a drink or go to do activity XYZ. And I'm kind of like, I would prefer to be with someone who is okay with like putting themselves out there and just being like, hey, you want to grab a drink this week? And like, if I say no, it's not the end of the world. Because again, it's like, and I've said this on a previous episode, I think, but like with this stuff, I laugh because like this isn't the 90s. Like he doesn't have to like call your house and like risk like you picking up and then like stumbling over his words or like, you know, having it be awkward or like hearing you say like no through the phone. You know what I mean? Like it's very low stakes to like send you a quick text and just be like, hey, want to grab a drink this week? Like he doesn't have to like look you in the face if you reject him. So like I do have very, for me personally, like I get very annoyed when it's like they can't even do that. If you're down with like throwing him a bone and like giving him the hint, I think you can truly just say, you know, well, you know, I'm very busy, as you know, like make it like be flirty, like have fun and just be like, well, when did you have in mind? But then if he's like, oh, well, like you tell me when and where, like, where do you want to go? Like, what did you have in mind? Like, then it's just like, okay, he wants you to do everything. I think those were the best three emails / DMs this week. Like the other topic I just want to talk about really quickly is this trend on TikTok right now that everyone's doing where it's to the Taylor Swift song Mastermind. And I've made a couple of TikToks about this, but I think it's good to talk about. So it's basically like the girls play Mastermind in the background, and the song Mastermind is about how, you know, from the first time that Taylor Swift saw, I guess, Joe Alwyn, presumably, she knew that they were going to be together, and she like made sure that, you know, events lined up so that like he would see her again or that they would end up together. And, you know, there's girls doing the trend and they're like describing all the absolutely crazy town ways that they like manipulated their boyfriend into eventually becoming their boyfriend or their husband or whatever. And I just think it's a really, really toxic trend. Like girls who do this, girls who like have to literally, like if you have to personally move heaven and earth and like align the fucking stars just so that someone will be with you, maybe it's not meant to be. You know what I mean? Like if they don't want to be with you and you have to like work it so hard, or if they're like just neutral on you and you have to do all this shit just to get a man, like maybe that's not your man. Not only that, but like these are always the same girls that like, you know, 6 months into the relationship, they'll be like, I just don't understand. Like, he's so low effort. Like, he doesn't do anything for me. He doesn't show me that he loves me. Like, I just wish he would, you know, like care about me or like buy me flowers or like do something little for me. And it's like, yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, I'm not surprised that the man that you manipulated into being with you through this like elaborate fucking chain of events that's like could be documented on CSI, I'm not surprised that that guy isn't the most attentive, loving boyfriend, or that he's not like seeming to be super into you. Again, it's like when you mastermind these situations, like just be aware that that is the dynamic you're setting up 99% of the time. What you set up in like the beginning of the relationship, like how things go down in the beginning, dictates a lot of how the rest of it will go most of the time. Like most of the time when you meet a guy and he is immediately interested in you, super like you're his, like he sees you and he's like, wow, and he really wants to be with you, like that kind of treatment from that kind of guy who just for whatever reason like finds you to be the absolute shit, like he just thinks you're amazing, it's going to be good and it's going to set the tone for the rest of the relationship. Bullying a guy into being with you, bullying a guy into getting engaged to you, bullying a guy into marrying you is setting up a dynamic where he's like reluctant and you're dragging him along. And you can say to yourself like, oh, I know in his heart of hearts, like he wants to be with me. Or like, I know in his heart of hearts, he really wants to marry me. It's just blah, 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 insert excuse here. Like that's delusional. That's delusional behavior. Okay. And this is a quick episode. Sorry, guys. The last thing I want to talk about is the block and delete topic, which we've had some TikToks about recently. I've made some TikToks about recently. When girls refuse to block and delete someone, but then they still complain that he contacts them, nothing could annoy me more. Nothing could be more like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, he's contacting you because you keep responding. Like, and someone commented and they were like, the circus keeps coming to town because you keep buying tickets. And like, nothing could be more correct. You haven't blocked and deleted them because you're not really done. Like, when you are really done with someone, you are 100% okay if you never see or hear from them again. And actually, you're probably hoping that they don't find new ways to reach out to you, because that's how done you are. When you're not done, you come up with all these reasons why you can't block and delete them. Oh my gosh, I might need their number for an emergency. Or like, oh, well, if I block them, like, then they'll know that I care. And it's like, they know, babe, they know. Also, who cares what they think? Like, do you care about what they think, or do you care about your own happiness? I personally care about my own happiness more than what some dude I used to talk to thinks of me. If you care about his opinion of you more than you care about your own peace, like, you need to inspect that. And the last thing I'll say is, like, if you are actually ready to have boundaries and self-respect, it might mean that you need to be okay with your phone being dry, like bone dry. Like, sometimes it means clearing the bench. Because a lot of times when you're still entertaining, like, half-ass bullshit, like, when you're still entertaining, like, you know, the guy that hits you up every 3 weeks and, like, wants to see you and, like, you're down. Like, when you're spending time on that, your energy is there and, like, you're not as available as you would be for entertaining, like, positive things, for entertaining, like, guys who are actually interested in something serious with you. But some people cannot handle, like, the dry phone. Like, they can't handle the lack of attention. Like, they want the attention and they need it, even if it means that they're miserable and, like, you know, constantly having drama in their life. But they would rather have that attention than be alone and, like, be at peace. But as long as you can admit that to yourself, you're fine. But, like, don't come to me with this, like, oh, he just keeps hitting me up. It's like, yeah, because you haven't blocked and deleted him, because you keep responding. All right, that's all I've got. I gotta go to the gym, and also my mom's gonna yell at me for being too long-winded and caustic again. Sorry, Mom. But I hope this was helpful for you guys. Again, like, I love doing these questions. So please write in podcastbrutal@gmail.com, podcastbrutal@gmail.com. Or you can DM me on Instagram @brutalpod. I don't think you can DM me on TikTok, because I only have DMs open for mutuals, because I got a lot of scary incel men on there. But yeah, write in one of those two ways. You could also leave me a voice message if that's easier on Anchor. But I just want to say thank you, because, like, I started this podcast and was like, no one cares, like, no one's going to listen, and my friends and family are going to make fun of me, which they totally do. But I am so excited and, like, emotional that this helps people. Like, it's crazy to get DMs where people are like, you literally changed my life. Thank you. Like, I cry in the club. So love you guys. And that's it. Have a great week. I'm recording with Chrissy from Queen of Corporate this week, and really excited for you guys to hear that episode. So with that, have a great rest of your weekend.